For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm not mad that 11 players not on my team don't like. I actually think that's a term of endearment. When other players don't like me, that means I'm doing something the right way. I am mad at, however, I'm never ever invited to participate in these anonymous surveys. So that's where I find this frustrating. I want to be a part of these surveys too and give my input as well.
Oh, I like what I'm hearing. All right. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. You can give us a call on Josh Allen if you want. So I heard Josh Allen talking about this. By the way, I'm putting in my calendar real quick. August 2025, we will all yell about Josh Allen being called overrated again. Okay. That's something. Every year, this time of year. Last year, overrated, by the way. Wasn't he the NFL's 13th ranked player this year? Or there's last year. This year is 11? I forget. Anyway. So Josh Allen ranked by the NFL players as the most overrated quarterback with 11 votes. Tua got 10. Hurts got 10. Will either of those two address this issue? I don't know.
Tua's a talker this offseason. Tua might.
He might. And Hurts is not afraid to clash with his own coach, so maybe he will.
Yeah, he doesn't like to do that publicly, though.
So Allen says, I mean, sure, I'm sure he doesn't really care, but I want one of these anonymous polls. I want to participate in one of these.
So we can vote for Mahomes. Right. Just like we were going to.
Which I would say, like, all right, here's where I'm going to be Josh's PR man. Why do you want to do that? Don't forget, big fella, you're the league's best trash talker. And if you're the league's best trash talker, you're not about to stay anonymous. There's only one thing to do, and that is to embrace the power of the dark side. You must become the league's trash talker.
The league's heel?
Yes.
The league's heel.
Everybody
heel,
thinks,
Josh Allen heel turn?
I'm overrated. I'll tell you who stinks. This guy. I'll tell you who else stinks. That guy. This coordinator, he's got no answers for me. Come out and say Vic Fangio's a fraud.
Yeah.
You got to come for everybody. They're calling you overrated, and you're the best trash talker. Trash talkers don't trash anonymously. You got to put your name on it. You got to put it front and center. You got to be the villain. It's time.
I like this.
Imagine they're getting ready Arizona. Right? Arizona. Week one. I name an Arizona defender.
Buda Baker.
He stinks. Say it. Talk that talk.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I kind of like the idea more of him like just randomly inputting, like, you know, he's doing his press conference on a Wednesday, and that he just gets some question about the upcoming opponent. He's like, by the way, did you guys see the Browns last week? See the play call by Stefanski? Man, that guy.
Now you're onto it. Trash talk teams not on your schedule.
Right, just anybody.
Now it's not even bulletin board material.
Anybody.
This is genius.
Yeah.
This is perfect. So they don't play. Who don't they play this year? They don't play the Falcons. They'll play the Steelers.
Steelers, yep.
Yeah. Josh, talk to us about Arizona. Sure. Sure thing, real quick, though. How about the Steelers going with Russell Wilson? This guy's cooked. This guy is washed, and he's going to be their starter? Wow. Incredible. Isn't it incredible? Even Tomlin said it was a tough decision. Anyway, I'm Josh Allen, and I'm here to say Russell Wilson stinks.
Just looks straight into
the camera.
Let's go! Yeah.
You're already the best trash talker. Why wait for an anonymous poll? You won't get credit. It's time to go all in.
Hey, the way Bills fans act, too, like they didn't like being the Super Bowl favorite, right? They like the doubt. They like the hate, I think. If Allen just became hated by the rest of the league,
yes,
because he won't shut up about whoever, I think Bills fans would enjoy it, too.
803-0550.
Josh Allen, the heel.
Hater mode. Time to go hater mode.
I've not watched wrestling since I was probably like 13 years old, but what I remember is all of those guys that were lovable at one point had a heel turn, right? Doesn't every wrestler have a heel turn for at least like a month?
Yeah.
So here you go. Here's Allen's.
And
I like it.
For me, my biggest, I've told you a million times, the thing I hated about Brady so much was that he was a villain and he
pretended he wasn't.
Pretended he wasn't.
Yep. Yeah, he pretended that he was the most beloved person in the sport.
And he would have killed everyone to win. He was Vader. He would have done anything.
He screamed his own teammates every single game.
All the time.
On the sidelines. More than any player we've ever seen in the league. By the way, on the overrated stuff, the one point that I heard from Nick Wright that actually is a good point about him being voted number one overall as the most overrated player. Nick Wright said, see, the thing is, only good players ever get called overrated.
Well, yeah.
And only bad players ever get called underrated. So he's like, I don't even think it's that much of an insult to Josh Allen that 11 players said he's overrated when the only people that ever get called overrated are good players or great players.
It's a variation of they don't boo nobodies.
All right. Sure.
If you get booed, it's because people know who you are.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean that's right there with over all the rated stuff. You would never. You know who's overrated? Daniel Jones. No one's going to say that.
Right.
Taylor Heineke is overrated.
I think the example he uses, Gardner Minshew gets called underrated all the time. Why?
And he stinks.
And Allen's overrated. Does that mean Gardner Minshew is better than Josh Allen? Of course not.
Right. Minshew's fun. Yeah, underrated. Underrated is usually reserved for people that we like that are limited. You know who you're hearing this a lot for? Again, like there's a little bit of all due respect. Who's the number one most underrated player on the Bills right now? You know who's pretty underrated? It's Mac Hollins. Like I get a lot of that right now. This receiving core is underrated because people don't think it's that good right now.
Right.
And as soon as it flashes, you know, we'll see some respect.
Do you think Hurts is the most overrated player in the league?
Most overrated player in the league. I mean, Hurts is up there.
He was also a second on this poll.
He finished
tied for second.
Didn't he finish as the number two player a couple of years ago?
In the NFL top 100?
Yeah, he was way up there, and he's since drifted
away. Where did he finish in MVP voting that year? Did he come close?
Maybe.
I think he's pretty good. But he gets, what, 50? He finished second in MVP voting. Second all pro that year as well. I think he's pretty good, right?
Sure, fine. But he's not a top five quarterback. He's probably not a top seven.
No, I don't think he is.
Look, if there's a super draft today, how many quarterbacks go before Hurts? Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Stroud, Love,
Justin, Herbert, I would put above him.
That's seven.
Does Dak go above him?
Eight.
Is he the best quarterback in his own division?
I'm at eight, yeah.
Okay.
Does Caleb Williams go ahead of him, having done nothing?
I might do that. Would you take Tua above him?
Probably not.
That's where you'd stop.
Anyway, look at this. Just, you know, calling people overrated. It's fun.
I'm starting to wonder if Trevor Lawrence should be called the most overrated player in the league. I was into that up until last year. I was into the Jaguars up until last year. And now I'm like, it's got to happen. You know, you were the surefire touted prospect, can't miss. And I do see clips a lot of like, man, look at this throw he made here, and look at this throw he made here. Like, he's got talent. Like, he makes throws that are pretty wild, but I don't know. Where is the whole thing with him? You know, like, why doesn't it all come together? They've given him weapons every year of his career. They gave him a Super Bowl-winning offensive play-calling coach. I don't know. I think Lawrence might be my answer for this right now.
Mark in Tonawanda. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I would totally embrace this role for Josh Allen if Mahomes and the Chiefs weren't his kryptonite. If he can slay that dragon, I just think that I would love it. I would absolutely love it. to my point, I just wonder what kind of Josh Allen we're going to see this year. And what I mean by that is he had the chance to have Diggs and Keon Coleman this year with Kincaid. That would have been the best offense that he's had ever. And he says, you know what? I totally think he signed off on Diggs leaving, and that's up for debate. And I think that was his call. And he's saying, listen, get rid of him, whatever, I got it. And I wonder if they're going to kind of take the handcuffs off him at the beginning of the season. I know everyone says, oh, well, we got to save him. All of his injuries have happened from the pocket, not when he's been running. And I wonder if he's just kind of all in. I'm going to just hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. What kind of season is going to be? You know, did he sign off on the Diggs thing? I would say definitely. Like, if he didn't want him gone, he wouldn't be gone. Like, there's a fracture there. Something happened up and down the organization. You know, we've speculated quite a bit. But there's a point in there that is not necessarily about right now and Diggs. But I think about this a lot sometimes, Mark, which is, let's say the receiving core of everybody eats, and like Samuel is looking like a nice player, and Coleman and Shakir, that they could have and should have done this with Diggs still having things rosy. Because after once Beasley and Brown left and it was all turned over to Gabe Davis, it was Isaiah McKenzie, Trent Sherfield. It was just, there was never the Curtis Samuel signing. They needed that guy. Mm-hmm. If Curtis Samuel level player had been added to Diggs and Davis last year, mm-hmm. with Shakir, then they're looking pretty darn good. Samuel could be your number two instead of Davis. Davis is in a role. If a second round investment in like a Keon Coleman had happened anywhere along the way there, you could have been in really, really nice shape. And it's part of the wide receiver train conversation that is not so obsessed with the right now, but it's the last 3 years. If they had done this in the last 3 years, we probably wouldn't be here nervous about how it looks, because one of the guys would just be here. The other guy on the outside, Christian Watson, whoever, like one of the guys just would have stayed, and would be less of an overhaul and more of a, okay, it was time for Diggs to go. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out for them. But, you know, I think that there's a reasonable case that, yeah, they could have been a little bit more depth-oriented during the Diggs era. I just think too often it's pointed that they gave him so many targets, and that was because he earned them and other players didn't. And they could have had other players they brought in instead to earn those targets.
Right.
There's a point here to be made about, and this is a really, really bad one, but here I am making a bad point.
Okay.
But just for a moment, like O'Reilly and Dahlin did not cross over. Right?
No.
You finished in last with O'Reilly and Eichel and Reinhardt and all these players that won, and then you draft Dahlin, and in the process of getting a potentially great player, mm-hmm. you say another one must go at the same time. I think about this with when the Bills drafted Sammy Watkins. The same weekend they traded Stevie Johnson. Like, wait, you can have them both.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's I'm just rambling at this point. So I think there's a point there about that Matt makes about, yeah, I mean, you could have had a wider, a deeper receiving core 2 years ago.
Yeah. Matt also brings up the point about like where he's been injured and like how they'll use Allen this year. I might want to bet he's going to have his career high in rushing attempts this year. Aren't they going to use him as a runner?
By design or by scramble?
Maybe both.
I don't think there's any chance he gets his high in designed runs. I think you're more likely to hand the ball.
Yeah.
Curtis Samuel's going to get the ball more than Josh Allen. They've not had a Samuel handoff guy before.
What's to stop them from using him the way the Ravens use Lamar Jackson? Is it
Sean McDermott?
And his worry and that he'll get injured, because
yes.
I've got him staying healthier than any quarterback in the league.
That's right. I don't think Sean McDermott's going to tell him not to scramble, but I do think McDermott would tell them, do not call designed runs. I think it's one of the reasons Dorsey got replaced, which was,
well,
you don't have any ideas. If you can't, I know.
Well, because Dorsey never did that. Dorsey had stopped the design runs. Right?
Until they got to which game?
Tampa, I think.
Tampa. No, I'm thinking back to the playoffs when they played Miami, or I don't know. I was skipping these years. So many years of good football and making the playoffs, they blend together. There were times where the tush push, it wasn't exactly a tush push. They're slamming Allen into the line two and three times inside the five, and it's come on, can anybody be a little bit better at finishing into the end zone than Allen? I think that McDermott is willing to let Josh be Josh, but does not want Joe Brady to call more designed runs than he's ever had in his career. So, you want to put that on the bet board? First, you have to find the number.
I want to find what the right number is, because he had, like, if you go to his run type by year last year, like, but this doesn't add up to how many runs he had. I've got him having 50 scrambles, 20 gap runs, and 2 zone runs. He didn't only have 22 design runs last year. That also only adds up to 72. He had more than 72 rush attempts. Unless QB sneaks makes up the rest of that.
And kneel downs.
Maybe we should do the math on it. Maybe that would add up. How many kneel downs plus sneaks does he have? 50? Maybe the number is that high.
Could be.
He had the tush push was their play every time they got to the one last year.
803-0550. You know it's football season when Gina in Delaware is back. Oh, Gina, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I am so excited to hear you guys, but I'm going to tell you something. First of all, thank you for taking my call. You all energized me today, and I'm going to tell you why. Right up until this point, I have just been chill, what we call woosaw here in Delaware. Just chill, listening to the forced reset, listening to new line, new faces. Okay, Gina, you're not going to see a Super Bowl this year, so just chill. Just watch your team and be happy with what you got. But then today, you guys fired me up about this damn talking about trash talking, he being number one trash talker, and him being number one, you know, overrated player. Are you freaking serious? So y'all just fired me up today. Let's go, Josh Allen. Let's show him who the trash talker is, because y'all are right. Nobody brings attention to anybody who doesn't play well. They bring attention to the boss. So let's unleash the beast. And yeah, Josh, you do your trash talking, man, because you can back it up. I'm going to tell you something, and my friend Matt at Miller Fillmore Suburban and all my people over there, they remember the day that Harrison Phillips came to Miller Fillmore Suburban. This was early in Josh Allen's career, and they brought him to me because I was starstruck, man. Harrison Phillips at that time, awesome dude, right? AJ, hi, AJ. I see you text me, man. I hear you. Okay, now, so listen, I told Harrison Phillips Josh Allen will be the GOAT. He will surpass Jim Kelly. He said, Gina, we need you in our locker room. I said, yes, you do, Harrison, because I love my Bills. I thank you for letting me go off. I never really have anything important to say, but I will tell you, I love Buffalo. I love my Bills. And let's get them, Josh. Kick their ass this year.
Thanks, Gina. You could say you don't have anything important to say, but
tomorrow.
This vibe, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, you bring this vibe to us routinely, and you also introduce us to the term woosaw, which I did not know and looked up, and immediately it is indeed a state of calm or relaxation. You're saying you're chill. Woosaw. We should start saying this. Woosaw.
How do you spell it?
So I checked, and it was popularized, according to this dictionary.com. So,
okay.
Dictionary.com. It existed before, but it was popularized by the 2003 action comedy Bad Boys 2.
Okay.
So that's where maybe a lot of people learned about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It means to be calm, relaxed. Achieve a state of calm and relaxation. A little bit like Josh Allen's low positive last year, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Thanks, Gina.
Let's go.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550.
Wish the game started tomorrow now.
Well, listen, if you're just joining us, you missed the start of the segment. The idea is simple. If Josh Allen is the number one trash talker, it's time to start talking a lot more trash. Embrace the dark side. I have a tweet responding to Joe's idea. I just want to hear Josh call a presser together to say Kevin Stefanski stinks. Let's go. Let's have
it. Yeah.
Bills don't play the Cowboys this year. Even if you don't mean it, you be the hater.
Yeah.
Like, boy, you see that Dallas contract for CeeDee Lamb? Pfft, no thanks. Just go for it. Be the roast. Roast the NFL.
Roast the league. Yep.
803-0550.
Take out Tom Brady along the way. Right. And his color commentary. Did you guys hear what Brady said yesterday? Come on, Josh.
Cody in Rochester. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, guys. That last lady gave me some real Kyle Brandt vibes before the playoff game there, just losing her mind. Listen, I most overrated. I mean, that's pretty wild. Clearly, there's some hatred spreading around. So I think that Josh should feed the trolls. I think that he should have a hat made that's embroidered in big, bold letters, says overrated. He should wear it at every post-game conference when he bashes the crap out of teams with a big smile on his face, kind of like how Stevie Johnson had the "Why So Serious" thing on his shirt. I think he should embrace it. Buffalo, you all remember a couple years back when, you know, everyone was kind of dogging on us and all that. And then we rise to the challenge and make it all the way to the AFC championship game. I mean, no one saw that coming. I'm really hopeful that we have that type of season all over again. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Cody. See, this is I love this idea. This is when we are at our best. Yesterday, we brought up the Cincinnati Bengals and how they made it a thing that the AFC championship game in Atlanta had pre-sale tickets and how mad they were and how dumb that was. But if I was a Cincinnati fan, I would have loved it. Right? Joe Burrow saying send those refunds is amazing. I hated it and want to make fun of it, but that's the whole idea here. Allen after wins wearing an overrated hat, that's not that far off. Do not forget, Joe. Do not forget. I wish it was colder with Miami, that whole thing,
yeah,
with Mike McDaniel. Do not forget last year in week 4 when they're running it up on Miami, Allen runs in the end zone and strikes the face of the emoji, the and the Bills did that as a team.
Mm-hmm. Because the Dolphins were wearing team T-shirts on the way in with
something
that.
Like that. Yeah. They might have, because they were underdogs.
But it was a troll of the Dolphins.
It was because the Dolphins tweeted the emoji on being underdogs coming here after winning by 50.
Right.
And then the Bills beat him and made that face. Which
did you mention? Allen pointed at a Bengal when he ran into the end zone last year during the regular season. He got flagged for it.
He did.
But
this.
He got a guy in the air, and as he's walking the end zone, he turns and points at him.
That's beautiful.
He's also fought Christian Wilkins like 5 times.
This is get my juices flowing. This is where I'm good to go. Some of you like hand the ball to the official. No. I am a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
About, if this team gets cocky, I'm going to love it. Love it. You got it? Because you have to be good to be cocky. You have to be good to play with that attitude. Mm-hmm. When he runs in the end zone, I mean, they lost to the Jets, but that team is rolling, and they're beating Miami at home, who had just beat the Broncos by 50. And what did we all feel? Chest out.
Oh, yeah.
That's
that day?
This is the team.
Yep.
And, you know, Sometimes it doesn't work out, and you could say that teams get motivated by bulletin board material. Wait till you hear Mahomes was motivated. Mahomes wasn't even rated the number one player in the NFL this year.
Mahomes said he was bored last year. Was he properly motivated? They just won anyway.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Break time. We'll get to Sal. Nick in Buffalo. We'll get to your call as well. 1 week from the football season, and start to feel it. We can feel it. We're a week away. A week from tonight, Chiefs-Ravens. Somehow, hopefully, they can both lose. And we'll see if, you know, that can happen. 803-0550. Sal on the other side. UB plays tonight. Happy football season. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline. Bills, they're kind of final 53. Waivers. No one claimed on waivers. No one picked up on waivers. So not any movement since the final 53, but we'll talk to Sal about it and about comments from Brandon Bean. I saw you talked, the media spoke with Joe Andreessen as well. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's better than Joe Andreessen saying his favorite player was Matt Milano, right? Like, what a moment that was.
My goodness. No doubt. I mean, I asked him the question. I thought he would say something. You know, you're thinking Joe grew up pretty much in the drought, right? I mean, when he's a younger kid. And I would think he'd, you know, you have a Stevie Johnson, a Ryan Fitzpatrick, a Fred Jackson. I don't know, name some defensive players during the drought. Some nice defensive players.
Puzzlesny.
Give me a good defensive player. Kyle Williams. There you go. Might have been a little early for him. But
yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm going too far back.
And then he goes, recently, Matt Milano. And I know he's my teammate now. That's kind of funny, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that just says that Matt's old. You know, I don't think so. I'm kidding because he's 30 now. But I bet you when Matt heard that, he's probably like, come on, man, really?
Yeah. He has been here a sneaky long time. He was here in 17. I don't know if he would have been his favorite player then. It's one of those things where, like, he's 24 years old, Joe Andreessen, Sal, and, you know, Milano is here when he's a 17-year-old. So I guess it's not that far away from this, but generally I feel like your favorite players are when you're, what, 10, 11, 12? And, hey, not every Bills fan can just as easily, you know, look back on that time and have a favorite player because the team was bad for a while.
Right, I think if I got this right, he was a Trench Trophy finalist in 18. So his right around his juniors and senior year would have been when, you know, Matt would have been here and the Bills started to get better and good and broke the drought. So that would make sense, though, that would have an impact on you, especially a linebacker, right? So, yeah, right, though, guys. It was a fun answer. It was good for Joe. The other fun answer from him was, Joe, who was your first phone call to when you make the final 53? And most people are going to say, oh, I called my mom or I called my dad. He's like, well, I didn't have to call my mom or dad because I'm sitting at home when my agent called me. So that was kind of funny, too. You're like, oh, yeah, he's actually sitting with his mom and dad when he gets informed. So that was pretty cool. He said he called his girlfriend after that.
Yeah. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. So nobody picked up on waivers, Sal. This is a win for the Bills in one way. But in another way, like, you know, there have been years past where the guys that don't make the Bills make other teams. In this case, you know, nobody got claimed out there, which, of course, you know, it's not hard to spin as a positive in the Bills' eyes.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they get back all the guys. In fact, everybody signed to the practice squad yesterday was a person who had been on the team, who had been released. So they get everybody back. Anybody who was claimed, they wouldn't have been able to do that. Yes, that's true. However, I mean, this is the first time in several years, guys, I think 5 or 6 years, the Bills did not have one player they released claimed, which might speak to where the roster is compared to those years. But a lot of it's just fit. The teams look around the league, what they want. I mean, how many guys were actually claimed? I think there were 26 total players claimed. It wasn't a ton anyway, you know, so it's not like every team lost players here and there. And some teams, like the Tennessee Titans, lost multiple players. Do we think the Titans roster is stacked? No, not necessarily. A lot of times it just comes down to fit, position. But yeah, I mean, it is the first time in several years the Bills had no one claimed. And then the Bills didn't claim anyone. Now, I haven't seen yet, and generally it comes out maybe today. Maybe it's out there already. Like, if what claims were put in that did not actually transpire because someone else got a player. We don't know if the Bills put in a claim right now for somebody, but someone else in the higher waiver priority got that person and got that player. But the Bills did not wind up picking up anybody. The Carolina Panthers, remember I told you guys yesterday, it doesn't reset. Like I said, if the Carolina Panthers want five or six guys, they're going to get five or six guys. I never actually thought they'd get six guys. I mean, come on. They grab six guys, which is fine, and that's how they're going to reset their roster a little bit. The Carolina Panthers claimed six guys off waivers to kind of supplement their roster, and those guys go right on the 53.
Yeah. Who was the guy, Sal, you think the Bills were most happy to get back on the practice squad thinking they could get poached? Because I know Bean talked a little bit yesterday about DaQuan Hardy, and I'm guessing he would be one of the names on this list.
Yeah, I think you have to look at guys that they'd like to develop, guys that they'd like to bring back. Who did they bring back who are rookies? And DaQuan Hardy stands out. He's the only draft pick who didn't make the team in some capacity. Travis Clayton did as a he's on IR, right? Yep. He's on IR. But I think you look at those guys. I also would say that, you know, I think to me, Tyrell Shavers was probably the last cut line there for wide receiver. You'd probably be really glad to get him back because you put some development in him, you like what he has, and maybe he's right there to kind of take that next step. I think even KJ Hamler for the return ability. Think about what's going on in the return game, guys. Now you have another guy there, though, a return man. If it doesn't go the way you want it to with Brandon Codrington and you're not quite ready with DaQuan Hardy, at least you have KJ Hamler also there. And then the last one I'd say is Kingsley Jonathan. I think just because the depth, he's a good player, and he was claimed last time. He's put time in this league. Kingsley is, remember last year, guys, the Bills played the Raiders, and Max Crosby had, like, nothing on the stat line. And it came out afterwards that Kingsley Jonathan was like the Max Crosby for the scout team that week. He gave such a good look to the offensive line. He did everything. He literally said he studied every movie, like how he puts his hands, everything, to give them a good look. Those are guys that are really valuable to your club, and he can play. And I thought that he had a chance to still be on the roster. But while I'm on him, by the way, something I learned yesterday when we went out to practice. So the Bills had a roster exemption for Travis Clayton as an international player. Like they'd have 17. Practice squad players, just for Travis Clayton. But then Travis Clayton went on IR. Well, they didn't lose the roster exemption. They just get another international player. Well, because the rules have changed as far as defining international players, Kingsley Jonathan qualifies. So Kingsley Jonathan, because he was born in Nigeria and he came to the United States at 16 years old and he didn't play more than 2 years of high school, there's all these qualifications. He actually qualifies as an international player. So the Bills will actually designate him as their one international player exemption on the practice squad, which actually means they still have one more spot they can fill.
All right. So on conceptually on practice squads, you know, COVID changed a lot of the world. It also changed practice squads, how big they are, how they are used.
Yeah.
Like, this almost feels like 10 years ago, you would not know who's on the practice squad, and you would not care, right? It's just guys. And now... Yeah. It is a bit of a... It's almost like the minor league system to a degree. Like an AHL, guys get called up to play sometimes for the Sabres. The Kingsley Jonathan is going to play games, and Tyrell Shavers is probably going to play games for the Bills this year on the practice squad. And that's a big change for the NFL in the last 5 years.
For sure. It's a good point, Jeremy. And, you know, obviously the difference is in the AHL, as you know, like they would be on a different team. They're there all week. They're practicing with the team all week. They know the game plan. If they have to go in, if something happens during the week with an injury, they got a guy, they can say, okay, we're going to elevate you. Generally, what happens is, how it works is they go in on Tuesday, Wednesday, and they're told, like, hey, here's who's getting elevated this week, because the coach is already putting together the game plan. Here's what we need against this team. Here's where our health is. This guy's hurt, so we're going to have a guy from a practice squad. So they're going to say, hey, for example, let's take Kingsley, for example. Hey, we're a little banged up at defensive end. You're going to be elevated this week. So for that week, Kingsley actually will practice with, you know, the defense. If not, and you're going to be on the practice squad, you're basically giving the scout team look. So Mike White, let's say third quarterback, if he's the third quarterback, he's going to give the scout team look most of the week, you know, to the Bills. But you're right. People care more. They pay attention more. There's a lot more information about everybody out there, and I think that's part of it. These people have been with their team, 90-man roster for the most part, and that's why people care as well, because you've learned about them, you've gotten to know them a little bit, but it has changed quite a bit, you know, over the last several years. There are still rules about how many you can have who are veterans in the league with so many years of experience and things like that as well that go along with it, but everybody the Bills signed yesterday, every single one of them, were players that were with the team on cutdown day, essentially.
The day before they signed Mike White, is that the distinction there, Sal? Because I was going to ask about him, Bean talking about him. And also, we opened about funny comments that Joe Andreessen made. One of the funny comments from yesterday was Mike White, you know, talking about how a piece of his rib is still on the field from when he took the Matt Milano hit.
Yeah, first of all, like, nothing was official until yesterday. You couldn't actually, when the report came out about Mike White, that was just, they were going to sign him. They can't, nobody could have made any deals until 12 p.m. yesterday, right? You know what I mean? So, like, that's when it became official. When the Bills put it out, when we saw Brandon Bean at 2:30, they released the list, like, just before he came out to us so we could understand it and talk to him about it. Mike White's on that list. So they went through and everybody got signed at once. Nobody was allowed to sign. Even though he was a free agent, I don't think he could actually put pen to paper. Either way, the point is, the difference was, he didn't have to be waived. He had a choice to make. And we asked him, why did you choose Buffalo? And, you know, and how quickly did it happen? And, you know, he just said it was a good opportunity to come here and, you know, be a part of an organization. He's admired, obviously, but bigger for him, the speed of it. That told me a lot from the Bills side more than anything, guys, which is the Bills wanted Mike White really quickly. He said he got released by Miami. He drove to Tampa. He said he got home and right away his agent called him and then Brandon Bean called him. They said, yeah, okay, worked it out. And then he said that Josh Allen sent him like a couple eyeball emojis or something, you know, and of course, right, in typical Josh fashion. So they were ready. And to me, that just tells me that the Bills had to get someone quick that they could rely on to believe in, to come in here, learn the playbook, know the playbook, in case of Mitch Trubisky, which we learned yesterday. They still are very unsure on Trubisky's availability next week. So that's why they had to move past here. And yes, he said it's the hardest hit he's ever taken. He hopes he never takes another one that hard. And joked that one of the conditions of signing with the Bills that he could not have in a locker next to Matt Milano.
Is by the way, any part of it you think that he was on the Dolphins? Like, I feel like that gets said a lot, like intel on other teams. And we've asked you this, I'm sure, in the past. But do you think any element of him being here, or any value even of him being here, if it wasn't the sole reason, is that he'll help them for week two against the Dolphins?
Absolutely, I think so. Now, I don't think the Bills are making their decision based on that. But it's not just, like, it's not intel necessarily. The Dolphins can change a lot of things. But I think about this, Joe. To me, I really look at it this way. It's a short week, right? They have to turn around in 5 days. They're going to get like one day of practice in. Who better to really run the scout team and show you what the Dolphins might do in a very crunch time than the guy who was just there for the last 4 months, right? To me, it's about getting ready a scout team quarterback that can kind of go out there and say, oh, this is what they're going to do. This is how they run their offense. Now, it doesn't have to be audibles and play calls. Those things can change. Sure, you can help with that. I just think it gives them a little bit of extra resource to prepare for the Miami Dolphins on a short week.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Thank you, Sal.
You got it, guys.
He'll have the Northtown Automotive Extra Point show coming up 10 o'clock today. 1 week from the NFL season opener, Chiefs and Ravens from a little place called Arrowhead Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Tirico and Collinsworth in that game?
I believe so.
Okay. It's a fine opener, right?
Yeah. The Thursday night schedule, I mean, two pretty good games to start. You've got the opener, Chiefs-Ravens, and then Bills-Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then week three is Patriots-Jets. I mean, it's a little bit, you know, yeah, a little bit of a drop-off there.
If Drake May's playing that game, then that's not that bad.
But you're watching a little, I saw you over there watching a little bit of Dan Orlovsky breaking down Drake May.
Yep.
And
basically, the play he was breaking down, it was a play in the preseason where he made the wrong read. Like, he by what the coverage was, he should have gone to the slant, and he made a throw that he probably shouldn't have made, but it worked out because of his arm, and the guy scored a touchdown.
And
had someone else tried that, it might have been a pick six.
Okay, I want to keep saying this as a Drake May fan. Who does that sound like?
Allen?
There are. I'm telling you.
You better be careful. You've compared Will Levis and Drake May to Josh Allen in the same show.
I am definitely guilty of the thing where, like, this young quarterback has shades of Josh Allen. But what Allen has accomplished, you know, the landscape of the league has changed from an athleticism standpoint at the position. More guys are athletic. And arm strength matters.
Yeah.
And who's going to be the next Josh Allen or close to it? I just think May has one thing that Allen does, which is, whether you want to call it an underappreciated ability to, when he's coming into the league, like when the Bills brought Allen in, We were not expecting him to jump over linebackers and run through people. And now he just does that. And like, oh, yeah, that was always there. And I think May has some traits that are I'd like to have if I had a young quarterback.
Yep.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Our thanks to Sal Capaccio. You can, coming up on next Thursday, you can join Sal. He'll be at he'll do the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show live from Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. That's the 5th, a week from today. From 10 to 12, stop by, say hi, grab a Paul's Donut while supplies last, score some WGR 550 swag, and enter to win Bills merchandise courtesy of Northtown. No purchase necessary. Northtown Automotive, an official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. See you September 5th at Northtown Kia.
Give him the football again. Here he goes. Carson Steele breaking tackles with the stiff arm. Inside the 10, the 5. Is he in? Yes! Touchdown, Chiefs.
Carson Steele.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. We're about to talk about Carson Steele. Here's why. I fully subscribe to the preseason pledge, with one exception. Fantasy football waivers. You got to throw darts, baby.
You got to throw darts.
And I just picked
a dart.
I just won Carson Steele on waivers in two leagues.
It's a long-haired blonde dart right there. Let's go.
It's a big dart. The Chiefs did add Samaje Perine.
Yeah, they also list Steele as a fullback.
All right, give him some carries at the goal line.
But
let me shark some touchdowns out of him.
I did also see someone point out, like, don't worry about how they list him because every snap he played in the preseason was a running back. And he was really good. And he actually had like 3,300 rushing yards in three seasons in college. Like, he wasn't a fullback in college. I think he got listed a fullback because he's big and he doesn't run that fast. He might be new Mike Alstott. Who knows? He looks good. I've had him in two different leagues also. And Kansas City, I mean, it's Pacheco and then whatever behind him. And Pacheco was this 2 years ago, right? Like,
yeah.
Hey, guy they put seventh round pick versus undrafted. It's not too different. Guy had a really nice preseason and training camp. And I was in leagues where I did the same thing. Like, oh, there's this Pacheco guy. He's third on the depth chart. Let me just throw a dart. And by week five, he was a starting running back.
Happens a bunch. You know, one thing to watch, the NFL a week from today, Chiefs and Ravens. That's our first chance to see if the Guardian cap, if anybody's going to wear the Guardian cap. Because you can wear that in games now.
There was a Steeler lineman who wore one against the Bills in the game, the preseason game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's keep you safe or whatever. Will these guys wear Guardian caps?
Mahomes wore it.
And there's a belief that if you do that, you look wimpy. Like, if you're wearing a bigger helmet, you're not a man. And it got me thinking. I don't know if you remember this because not a lot of people do this anymore. This is where I'm the old guy again. Let Grandpa take you back in time here.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Well, Joe,
tell us a story.
Do you remember fullbacks wearing giant shoulder pads?
Oh, yeah.
And like neck rigs?
Rolls. Yeah. Yes.
And nobody thought they were wimpy. How about Brian Bosworth?
No, they were the opposite.
These dudes,
right?
Used to stack on pads and they looked tougher.
Yes, that's right. They definitely looked tougher. Wasn't it? Well, it was, I guess it was protective gear, but it almost looked like a weapon.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
So how
but I guess it isn't.
So the Guardian helmets, it's not cool? How's it any different than wearing one of those giant neck rolls?
The only way it's going to look cool is if they somehow put like spikes on it or something.
Ooh, you might be onto something.
Yes, that'll make the game plenty safer. Put metal spikes on everybody's helmet. Hey, they might make it safer because they'll stop using their heads.
All-time neck roll team in the NFL. Is there one of those?
Mike Alstott.
Mike Alstott's a good one.
Does anyone wear it anymore? There is a guy that still wears it. Is Leighton Vander Esch still in the NFL?
Whoa, that's a good question.
Because he was wearing one recently.
Who am I thinking of?
The neck roll.
Taking you back in time for some of these players.
Yeah, like...
Howie Long. I mean,
Howie Long wore one.
Howie Long wore one that was outside of his pads.
Okay.
Vander Esch retired in March this year.
Wasn't there a Jet linebacker that wore one?
Yes.
That, like, came out of the back of his jersey?
That was...
I used to do put these in Madden. Who is this?
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox, what he had behind his head, it looks like he's driving a car. Look at this. Look at this picture. It's like he's sitting in a chair.
It looks like the back of a chair. That's amazing.
And it's just his pads.
That looks pretty wimpy. If we're
well,
in
just
comparison.
Saying, like, well, how come the helmet's wimpy? But these guys used to put, you know. Anyway,
no one beats Mike Allstott though for this.
803
because it's all under his jersey.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Guardian caps. We'll see who wears them.
Look
you know?
At Mike Allstott. How is that legal? He is wearing like 50 pounds of pads on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Just that's insane.
Go watch some Mike Allstott highlights.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, 1 week from the season beginning, Chiefs and Ravens. We'll chat some, a little more Josh Allen, his comments about being overrated, trash talker, all that. I got a question for you about their passing game because there's a juicy little, little three-way parlay I saw about the Bills passing game, how likely it is. 803-0550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.